Brother Freedom and I want to welcome you on this Tuesday afternoon. The world might be falling apart, but God is on the throne, and He sent the blessed Holy Ghost to be our companion. And you won't find very many preachers that are telling you about the Holy Ghost. Brother Freedom has been sent for that purpose, and he has a message today that the Holy Spirit is going to pour through him. Father, we just thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. And Lord, I'm so thankful for all the wonderful things that you've done. I don't even know what they all are, but I know they're glorious and they are many. I give you praise and honor for your anointing on us all today in Jesus' name, those here and those out across the internet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you that your blessings make rich. And I thank you that you have no sorrow with it. And Father, you are forever faithful. And I thank you that you coming back, your son's coming back one of these days, and you're up in heaven to be prepared for us an eternal home. Father, I just do praise you. I want to glorify you if I can. I'm not even worthy to do that. Father, I just give you praise, glory, and honor. And I'm thankful that wonderful Jesus, what he did. Lord God, what he done for me and everybody else. I can never repair you, but I want to acknowledge it, Lord, as so special, so gigantic. Father, I just praise you, and I thank you for the uplifting of your mighty power. I thank you for the witness of the Holy Ghost that lives and abides with us. Lord, I thank you for that greater as he is in us, as he is in the world. And I do praise you this day. I pray that you speak to hearts of your people in a very special way. Lord, I lift up this day as a special day in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe we're living in a time of lukewarmness. And lukewarmness, it talks about it in Revelations. Other places, I think, it talks about being hot or cold. But I know this, the gifts cannot be done if you're lukewarm. That cancels them out. If you're lukewarm, you just pray in the mist. Nothing really happens if you're lukewarm. God made us to be on fire for Him. It's just like a machine. I'm real accustomed to engines. And a diesel engine doesn't run good if it's got a lukewarm temperature. It's got to be hot. You don't want boiling over, but you want it there pretty close to that part where it can maintain that heat all the time. The combustion's better. The oil circulates better. Everything about it is better. And we're the same way. When we get lukewarm, we're in for problems. You say, how do we get lukewarm? You just get out and get sort of lazy in your experience. Plain lazy will cause you to become lukewarm. And you get willful and think that you're so high and mighty that you can't fall, you'll get lukewarm. If you haven't got a heart of praise, a heart of dedication for the Lord, you'll get lukewarm. If you don't put God first, the Lord first, all about the Lord first, you're going to get lukewarm. And lukewarm is on the going down toward being cold. You know, Satan, everything about him, he's just like a refrigerator. I mean, what you feel is his coldness. You can feel his, he's like an old cold. But God has us to be hot, moving through the Spirit in a mighty way. The unction of God that's able to function. And this machine that we live in, or this body that we live in, only can move when we're hot in the Lord. I know this. For the fact, for a period of time in my life, every morning when I got up, God moved that day, just mighty, mighty, mighty. But boy, I was full of the Holy Ghost. I prayed in the Holy Ghost. Wherever I went, I prayed in the Holy Ghost. I drove my truck with the Holy Ghost. When I got there, opened the door up, someone sent me something, I already knew what it was going to be before I got there. And God started showing me the power of the Holy Ghost. He's an intense power that we as God's people need to have it within us. And if I think that I know it myself, then I lose it. That's another way of getting lukewarm. Out there, you people, you think you got the answer, you're going to get lukewarm. And I'll tell you, you're lukewarm if you think that way. Because God, we have to rely on Him. And relying on Him comes from trusting in Him. Knowing that He does not make mistakes. And we are, if God's children are prone to make mistakes. And we need to keep that in our heart that I'm able to make mistakes constantly if I don't keep my eyes upon the Lord. I have to seek His face. I have to call upon Him. I have to reach out for Him and say, Lord, I need You come. I need Your mighty help. I need You. Oh, Lord, there's nothing that satisfies like You. There's nothing that satisfies like the Lord our God. Oh, praise God. What a privilege. If we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we are privileged. What about all of the people? If I've been born in the deepest part of Africa someplace where they've never heard, I could have been that person. How I could have been in Germany in World War II time, and how I could have, only the touch of God makes a difference. We cannot get saved until God touches us, moves upon us. And we should be so happy. We should be so thankful. Oh, moved upon by the Kamashita, the glory of Kamashita. It's a privilege. And I thought about all the times when it was such a privilege to live. Oh, I was seeing miracles. I was seeing great things happen. And one day the Lord says, we're going to have to shut this thing down for a while. So you have to start walking as a normal Christian. Boy, I didn't like that at all. He said, there'll be times, but you got to have to let you need to know that you got to walk by faith now. Faith brings you in to the Lord. Lord was just having me grow up where I couldn't say daddy all the time. I said, I need to wait upon Him. Then I could say daddy. I could say, my God, I need You. But come in resting in the Lord, in the power of His might. Not being puffed up, not being heady, high-minded, all these things that we get to pull us down. How the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has come through such a rottenness that I've never seen before. I cannot imagine how rotten and many of the churches are. I hope out there where you go to church, they love the Lord, and you love the Lord and all that, but there are some that don't take heed to the voice of God. They're doing their own thing, they're going in their own direction, they're going in their own calling, and they're satisfied in that way. Being satisfied in that, well, you'll never. It won't last. You'll be down to a place that one day you'll be crying and saying, Lord, how did I miss it? This message had a title, How Do You Miss It? How can we miss it, sir? Madam, how can you miss it? Young person, how can you miss it? It's not being steadfast in the power of the Lord. Coming in as just lukewarm. Lukewarm will bring you no victory. You've got to be hot. It's exuberant for the things of God. Praise God, you need to realize, oh, praise Him, a crown to be won, what a gift to receive, a home to go to, a place that's forever and ever and ever. We as God's people cannot afford that. We cannot afford to miss that wonderful thing. Dear person, you cannot afford it. You got to hear me. Because one day, if you keep going, you'll cry for the rocks to come out if you're still living. Because God is coming back. He's coming back at a time when the world is not looking for Him. Those that said, well, I've seen these things happen all my life. Nothing's happening. But it's going to happen. The time of God's coming is very soon. I see some of the people that leaders in churches, they more or less believe that God's going to lengthen it out, but I don't see it. I hope they do for the unsaved. But it's going to be harder. The longer this goes, it's going to be the harder to stay hot. And we can't allow to get our burner to shut off. We're not going to be able to get started up enough time to get us where we can be able to move. You get lukewarm, You're just frozen. You have no power. You lose your conscience. Your mind gets seared. All your things that you brought up, you get seared to that. You don't think about that. You're just thinking about, well, the crazy things. The things about man. They're not going to satisfy you. You got to be vigilant and calling, thinking about the things of God. Searching for Him. Because our trust has to be in the Lord. It has to be maintained to the time that He comes. Ourselves, we worship the flesh. So many times, that's why we need the Holy Ghost. Your flesh ministers to flesh. You go to a church and they want you to sing a song. Well, that ministers to more amount of people a lot of times. And whatever, it edifies you, not the Spirit of God. It lifts you up. And when you get prideful in your heart, you're a candidate to lose the Spirit of God. We need to search for God. What does it take to stay on fire? First of all, my mind has to be set totally on God. Nothing else. My mind has to maintain, that's all my mind is maintaining on. In my spirit, I don't know nothing. But God will move on my spirit. And then I'll start doing things correctly. And with heat, then I go with the Kamashila glory. But you start doing these things yourself to witness. There's a couple things that happen when you get lukewarm. Your eyes just get blinded pretty soon. Your mind gets blinded. And pretty soon you're just lost. And you know you should be living for God. You know you should be trying hard. But you don't care. You're just like you got a shot of something and it's got you to where you not don't care. And truly that is what's going to happen in this earth in the last few days, a few hours. If we don't maintain a schedule up like this, it'll happen to you, me, or any of us. We need to keep ourselves hot in the Lord. Nothing intercede what God has for us. He's got a blessing for us. The enemy comes to kill. It's all from Satan. Satan wants to he's got the angels of light, spirits, wrong spirits, all the things, doctrines of devils. And you buy into those stuff, you're going to have a mouthful that you can't get rid of. You choke on that mouthful. Those beasts don't have no respect. They want to see you, God's people, to fail. And 1 Peter says, we can have a power, but we'll never fall. I like to hear that. Never fail. The fall's good enough. We'll never fall. But you're going to fall without the imprompting of God's glory in your life. In yourself, you cannot make it. But if you have it and you follow Him, you'll be more than conqueror. You'll just do wonders. But it depends on where your follow comes. You start following a pastor. Now, I'm not against pastor, but I am not walking after the Spirit. Because the Spirit of God is what saves you. Come and see the Spirit of God. Oh, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. The Holy Spirit's here to give us a direction for eternity. We're living in a time when perilous times are here. Men are going after doctors, devils, all these different directions. But they're not from God. That's why as God's people, if we're searching for God, it better be on the values of God. The values, that means on this wonderful book. Praying. Searching for the right way. And if we don't search for the right way, it's easy to miss. It says, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many that enter thereat. But straight is the gate. Narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. When we deliberately go away from the signs that God's taught, He says, seek ye first His kingdom. When we don't do that, when we let a little pride get in our heart that we're so spiritual-minded, we don't need to pray, we don't need to seek God. That's interference from the enemy coming into your life, and you can take it for this reason. You can receive it or work against getting out of your life. There's many of you out there today that's just in your life right now, and you should call it on God. Ask Him, because God will free you from the things that got you bound. These things become hindrances. They become in our life that we'll lose out on our salvation, on our spiritual health, if we don't cast away all the high menace that comes from the enemy. It says, calling. You call upon God, God will answer you. And then show you great and mighty things. But you've got to call upon Him. You've got to search for Him. You got to sometimes plead for them. But God will hear your cry. And He'll come in and God will take your side. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There's a time when you're going to say, I don't know where to go. But you can always call on Jesus. If you know Jesus, God is your shepherd. Lord Jesus is your, and you're not have to walk. He meant for you to lie down in green pasture. He's going to have you where you'll not fret so much. We get to fretting so much we lose values of who God is. We're sometimes hurting so much we don't think about that God is the reason help me to get out of this mess I'm in. Many times we find ourselves in messes. We've lived in messes so long that pretty soon we've walked in the frozen chosen, and we've lived in churches that didn't have much purpose to it. Just once sung songs on the songbook, and not pretty soon anymore, they're not even hardly singing songs there. They're saying good. They're just putting down on things that please our hearts. Well, yours is my heart, brother. If we're not long, we're going to lose our first love. When we lose that first love, then we lost our way to Jesus. Our first love should be Jesus, 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 Jesus. You are my way maker. You're my, praise God, you're my everything. You're my all in all. I look to you, Jesus, none other. There's no other way but by the blood of Jesus. What He did upon that cross. Oh, what He paid in full. Oh, praise God that we might have a way. Even though times get hard, when troublesome times come, Jesus is the answer. He says, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. His eye is on the righteous. His ears open their cry. We need to search for the Lord. Lord, I want to serve you. I want to do the best. And if you have that kind of attitude, God's going to come to your aid. You need to put that in your heart that you want to be more delivered. I want to trust totally in my God. I want to trust in His plan. In His plan, He sent His Son, the Lord God, that we on earth here in this last days when troublesome times are here. And I truly believe troublesome times are here. It's coming a time that we can't even listen what we hear. Just this doesn't from you because God's got a plan for you anyway. What you hear is going to make you sad. It's going to discourage you. And get your mind so on that problem that you miss. That you'll get lukewarm real fast. And then we have no defense. Once we get down to lukewarm, we have not a defense. When we're hot, we have a defense system. God made us such that when we're hot at Him, He hears it. When we get lukewarm, He can't. We're way off a distance. It's hard because we're the one that got away from God. Lukewarm is getting away from God. Hot is getting close to God. Cold is way away from God. Farthest you can get is cold. Extremes. Lukewarm, cold, lukewarm, and then hot. But hot supersedes all of these other. God literally melts your dear brother, sister, right now, your heart. It gets so hardened. It's froze with the evil things. It's frozen by misguided all the approaches that man can give. These only come from the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. He's come to set you free. That you don't have to be deceived no longer. You can walk in victory. You can walk in God's counsel. And you can have the joy of the Lord in your heart as your strength. Greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. God's going to prepare you a place. He's going to have you a home. He's got you a direction. And praise God this day. You need to take advantage. Search for the Lord. Don't let nothing happen. Come seek Him this day. And God come to your rescue. He's going to favor you. He's going to help you. He'll give you such a privilege to live. You'll live with confidence in the last days. You'll have the confidence that God before me, whom He against me, greater is He that's in me than He is in the world. Let not my heart be troubled. No longer. Neither let it be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah! God's not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Go forth by the power of God. God's called a holy people, a perfect people in Him. Our perfection comes in the Lord. He's calling a people to be guided, not by man, but being guided by the Lord God from heaven. That we're not deceived, no longer. We're walking His witness. We're walking as overcomers. The joy of the Lord is our strength. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, come, you righteous. Come, you who you are. You need to search this day. You need to come seek God with an open heart, and God will bless you. God will move on you out there, dear brother, dear sister. This day of dear stirrings, because you're a good candidate. God wants to touch you. Search for Him this day, and God will meet your need. God will come to your heart in a very powerful way. I'm going to cut it short because I believe it, that God is saying it's time to shut it off. But brothers and sisters, do not let the enemy take you down no longer. Search, call, even write us. Let us know that we can help you in prayer. Whatever the need is, we'll pray for you. We'll help you. Search this day. Call upon God, and God will deliver you. Set you free. If you got a healing problem, God can heal you. He can set you free, dear one, this day. God's here to enable you, to help you while we still have a time. We have time this day. God be with you. God bless you in a mighty way. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you. If you don't know the Lord, you need to call upon and search for Him. I know that you can get a hold of my brother here. If you have any problems, write to him. And we'll pray for you. We'll help you. But God wants to meet your need. God wants to be with you. This last night, you might live with Him forever. I want to be your neighbor in heaven. I want to say, hey, praise God. I knew you down there. Lord, God bless you. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
You can write Brother Freedom, and you'll find our email address at the bottom of the sermon's page where you've clicked on this message. But in case you are someone that got this recording in some other way, you can write to us by going to www.hgcalling.com. HG stands for Holy Ghost. www.hgcalling.com, and you'll find our email address there. God bless you. We love the simplicity and power of the messages that God gives Brother Freedom. I spent years in seminary training, and all those doctors of theology didn't have the simplicity and anointing that Brother Freedom has, and I enjoy these messages. God bless you, bless you, bless you.